Chapter 22. Take back the power. Winning doesn't happen by chance. Winning is a choice. Not something you wish for, but something you make happen. Take back the power. Take back the power, baby. Who controls your life? Who controls your actions? Man, I have the privilege to train some of the finest, bravest, baddest, and toughest first responders in our nation. Many of these first responders, like you, have devoted their lives to the career of being a first responder. They had a passion and fire when they graduated from the academy and entered the real world. They always desired for more in other areas of life, but like many of you, they burned out and lost their passion. Now life is not great, but at least it's comfortable. Those dreams and goals and ambitions they once had seem like an insurmountable task now. They've settled for a mediocrity life and complacency lifestyle, not only on the job, but in the other areas of their life as well. You may be the first responder who has lost the fire and zeal in your life, or maybe even went through a devastating situation that has robbed you of your joy and passion to be fit for life and ultimately to be your best. It's this kind of disconnect in a person's life that I'm working till I retire. I'm working retired mentality, or the I'm alive but not really living feeling, with a deep hunger to feel more alive, to feel more purposeful, to feel more passionate that I've seen many of our first responders struggling with each day. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Today is your day to take back the power." So many heroes just like you suffer from this feeling of hopelessness and this delusion that their life is totally out of their control. They are bombarded with feelings that eventually create an uncomfortable vulnerability in their life. They feel that their value has been discounted, that they're not worth it, that they're not who they thought they were. And to avoid feeling this way, they turn to outlets like drugs and alcohol and addictions and overeating and gambling, and even fall into a depressed state of mind. We have seen too many first responders come to us broken physically, broken mentally, broken spiritually, broken emotionally, broken financially, and just broken in life. Not you, not any longer. Today is your day to take back the power. It is your time to take back control of your life. You see, shrinking back and not facing the challenges head on right now will only continue to lead you down this devastating path that you're currently on. You may be reading this right now and thinking, "Coach JC, man, my life is good. What are you talking about? My life's not that bad." Well, hear me here. I guarantee you that if you have not already, you will eventually face a time in life like this. And I guarantee you that a fellow brother or sister first responder in your life right now is dealing with this in their life. Let me tell you what you won't do any longer. You won't avoid the issues and hope they go away. Many first responders do this. We all want to avoid the pain and denounce the painful emotions. But you will no longer avoid the situations that are uncomfortable in your life. Stop shying away from the relationships. Stop avoiding church. Stop feeling inadequate and get back in the gym. You are worth it, baby. Today, you will take back the power. Your future is in your hands. You are in control. You will make your future happen starting today. To take back the power, you will utilize my powerful game plan, which includes using your emotions to create the results you want so that you can live the life you desire. Today, to be fit for life, you will choose to take back the power by mastering your emotions and changing your perspective in life. Today's take action. The five W's to take back the power. One, what? What am I wanting to feel? How is that different from what I am feeling at the moment? Number two, write. Write it out. I will take time to write out and acknowledge how I feel, and then I will write how I'm going to choose to feel from now on. Number three, walk. Walk it out. Each day, I will stay committed to learning from my feelings, discovering a new belief about my feelings, coming to the resolution that they are not bad, and creating a solution for change. Number four, who? Who am I rolling with? Who in my life can I be honest and real with? Who will support me in making this positive change? If no one comes to mind, I will work to get that person now. Who are you rolling with? Number five, winning. Am I winning? I will take time each night when I lay my head on the pillow to self-evaluate, reevaluate, and check myself. Those are the five W's to take back the power and take back control in your life. What? What am I wanting to feel? Write. Write it out. Walk. Walk it out every day. Who? Who am I rolling with? And winning. Am I winning? Today's winning confession. Starting today, I will take back the power in my life. I am not average and don't think like an average person. I am not mediocre and don't do mediocre things. I walk in excellence in all that I do. In my personal life, in my relationships, and as a hero on the job. I will take action and take back the power. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.